And finally this evening, the European Space Agency recently announced that their next Mars mission is being scaled back. A device to read seismic waves will not be included, but that doesn't mean that the project will not give us new insights into the Red Planet. Charles Collins has more.
The ExoMars project will be the first European rover to land on the Red Planet. The project, which is supposed to land on Mars in 2016, will look for signs of life.
The payload of ExoMars is also capable of detecting the presence of, biological or organic material on the surface of the subsurface.
Marcello Cordini is the ESA's coordinator for solar system missions. He says Mars is fascinating to those of us on Earth because of its similarities to home. But is fascination enough to justify the expense? Billions are being spent by the ESA, as well as America's NASA, on missions across the solar system. Cordini says it's money well spent.
Space, differently from other basic researches, provides us almost immediately with a lot of technological fallout, I would say. Many of the devices that we are obliged to miniaturize or to develop for space exploration may have immediate reutilization here on our planet.
Aside from the planned mission to Mars, the ESA is also planning in the next decade on sending a probe to the sun's closest neighbor, the planet Mercury. I'm Charles Collins.